There are some new protections going into effect for those of you who love and use Facebook all the time, like me. If you have the privacy settings to where nobody can see any of your stuff, and no one who knows you can take a look at your pictures or anything, then you're good to go. But apparently a lot of people haven't been protecting their own information, so now Facebook's going to help you do it. And internet law expert Travis Crabtree talked to me about that. It's not optional. It's mandatory. I guess everybody's going to see something from Facebook that says you need to set your privacy settings. And this is because a lot of concerns a lot of people have that their information, their photos, the things they're posting online can end up in places they did not intend.
All right. This is one of those good and bad things. For those of us who have taken the time to bother setting up some privacy settings, it's just another headache. It's like when Windows comes out with a new version and I got to learn email all over again. But it is a positive step that Facebook is taking, because only, I think the statistic is 10 to 20% of people actually adjust their privacy settings under the old system.
Well, and under the old system, isn't it the case that unless you do something with the privacy settings, there's almost no privacy?
That's right. And to get it to some of the most secure privacy settings, it's like trying to figure out your kid's play set and the instruction manual for that, to actually get that to set up right without killing your children. So it wasn't a very easy process.
It is all uncharted water for a lot of people. You know, you have people who are getting onto Facebook for the first time, people who have been on Facebook before it was cool, like me, and then everybody else rushes in. And you have all of these rules governing how social networking works. And a lot of it's still, you know, in the development phase, even as so many people are using it.
Right, and what brought this about was Canada, of all countries, was about to bring down the hammer on Facebook and told them, police yourself or we're going to police you. So over the summer, Facebook put together some guidelines that they were going to put in place to help with the privacy concerns, to kind of get the Canada authorities off their back, and this is one of those effects that's going to be felt by all 250 million users.
What's your take on what the default ought to be? I mean, as we mentioned, if you don't do anything under the old plan, everything was kind of wide open. Yet people would hope that the default would be that nobody could see your information unless you allowed them to.
Yeah, and I think that's where we should start, is unless I make somebody a friend of mine, it should be private on there. And I haven't studied the new, I haven't gone on and logged in today yet to see what I'm going to have to do to keep that basic premise in place. But that should be the starting point, is only people that I choose to acknowledge as a, quote, friend of mine should be able to see my stuff.
If you friend somebody, I guess this year was the turning of the word friend into a verb.
Oh, right. Or even worse, be unfriended.
I'm looking at Facebook right now, and they actually, I don't have anything yet. I guess I'll get this message from them at some point.
Yeah, the news release and announcements were that it was going to go into effect today. And again, I haven't logged in yet to see what would happen. But, you know, what concerns me more is really what's going to happen when all these third-party applications, when somebody takes the quiz of which Hollywood star would play me in a movie. That's really the concern that I have, and try to tell people, stay away from those things, because that leaves Facebook, and once it gets out of Facebook's control, that's when you're really concerned.
Oh, yeah, and I know people who are sort of quiz junkies. If there's anything that says, answer this quiz, let me know what you think about this or that, a poll or something, they click on everything. And what I think concerns me, just like you, and it's not as if it's a secret, whenever you click on one of those things, it says, we need to access all your information for this to work, and that should throw up all kinds of red flags.
Right, and the problem is some of your friends are taking those quizzes, and they're not only getting access to their information, they're getting access to some of your information at times. And unless you go through the 245-step program under the old system to keep that from happening.
All right, that's Travis Crabtree. He is an internet law expert at Looper, Reed & McGraw. Thanks.
Pleasure, Scott.